Blog Talk Radio.
My sisters and my Buddhas and my bros and my brothers, you know, friends and family. It's so so amazing to be here with you in this another episode of #radio.com, broadcasting live, always, and since 2011, founded at the sacred red lands of Hopi, the Hopi lands. Those are we're broadcasting live today from the heart in June 18, 2016, and or at any time that you are listening, brother and your sister, friend and family. It is such a true honor to be here with you, you know, today, and to share so many good news, and you know, to tell you that not to worry, you know, just like the song says, don't worry, be happy. That's it, you know. There's no just be happy. Just hold that energy, because that's they're manipulating your, you know, your emotions literally with all kinds of negative frequencies through the television, through the news, and through the newspapers and all the media that is completely being controlled by these really negative people, which we are as you know, Mr. Bernie Sanders, Rashad Radio, you know, totally, you know, supports and endorses Mr. Bernie Sanders. Is the true, the only one candidate ever they had that I have, you know, ever supported. And it's very important right now for the people not just of America, but also the people of the world. The entire world depends on who is going to be president, you know, in America. So, brothers and sisters, vote BernieSanders.com is the place to go find that. I'm at it, like, for instance, they're saying that the latest press release saying that thousands of potential candidates respond to Sanders' appeal. You see, in Burlington, Vermont, less than 24 hours after U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders called on his supporters, okay, to run for office at the local or state level, nearly 6,700 people have signed up, okay, on BernieSanders.com/win to learn more. In total, almost 1,100 supporters expressed interest in running for office for other Sanders supporters who run. Sanders called the response extraordinary. And, you know, quote, "I have no doubt that with the energy and enthusiasm, our campaign has shown that we can win significant number of local and state elections if people are prepared to become involved," end quote, Mr. Sanders said. So this is a really, really, you know, awesome news, you know, that, you know, what is happening. This is said that this will be part of transforming our country from the bottom and up, okay? So, end quote. He said that since 2009, some 900 legislative seats have been lost to Republicans in the state after the state throughout this country. In fact, the Republican Party now controls 31 state legislatures and controls both the governor's mansion and state houses in 23 states. Okay? That is unacceptable, Sanders told supporters on Thursday during a live online address, which I'll hopefully we'll be able to listen. He said that the 6,685 supporters who expressed interest in running covered 51% of the state house districts, 69% of state senate districts, and every congressional district in the country. Wow. My respects. I take my hat off of Mr. Bernie Sanders. Just such an honor to know him. Such an honor to we know each other for I can tell you for very, very long time. I got many lifetimes, you know, behind. And it's just like we are the order of the star, you know, the brothers and sisters who are here. We're 144,000, okay, light workers and love workers that love one of the ones from the light. We are the ones we've been waiting for. And every single one that listens and wants to get involved, you are the one. You're the one you've been waiting for, brother and sister, you know. You're the one, you know, and who agreed, you know, to be here in this lifetime, in this particular lifetime. And I'm not talking about anything spiritual or religious mostly, but it's mostly spiritual. That's my truth. I'm just sharing my truth with you. I'll put it on the table. I'm not trying to convince anyone to any religion, because my religion is love, period, plain and simple. Just hashtag Bernie already won, period, okay? Trend it, just make it viral. Hashtag Bernie already won, period. Share it, pass it on. Because you know what? He already won. He already has energized millions and millions and millions of hearts with hope, with light, with, you know, with a love to help one another instead of, you know, hating each other like others do, you know, and that is spreading, you know what I mean? Like from the same, you know, doctrine, like just like Hitler, you know, used to do, or some of those very dark, you know, leaders. That's not the way to unite people for in the long term. You want to unite people in the long term, I'm talking about for eternity, it's only love, brother and sister, okay? Only love, love. Love. It's only love, baby. That's it. That's the only thing right here. Check it out.
Yeah. Almighty universal magnetic.
Almighty universal magnetic. Yeah. This courtesy of MC Jogi, you know, channel, check him out on YouTube. It's amazing, amazing music. Because that's it. That's what the OM, you know, have the OM with you, which is, you know, plus A. Like Almighty, U, Universal, and M, Magnetic. That's why we are all connected by this, you know, Almighty Universal Magnetic. Almighty Universal Magnetic.
I'm the word and the word was the home when the world was hungry and began to add home. The pains of the mind to the tip of the tongue to the light side of my head and tell your tongue. Ancient scriptures were created in the pictures. Lost meditate to create the perfect mixture of heaven and earth. Root down in the ground. Open up the ground. The light shine down from north and south from east to west.
So that's what's going on, brothers and sisters. This is the time to really own like crazy. If you wanna be okay. You wanna be okay, that's the way. If you wanna, you know, be okay, vote for Sanders, for Bernie Sanders. He's the one who is going to really transform this world for love, with caring for each other. Don't you want your children or your children of the children to be okay? Okay, so this is the national live stream address from Mr. Bernie Sanders.
Election days come and go. Political and social revolutions that attempt to transform our society never end. They continue every day, every week, and every month in the fight to create a nation and world of social and economic justice. That's what the trade union movement is about. That's what the civil rights movement is about. That's what the women's movement is about. That's what the gay rights movement is about. That's what the environmental movement is about. And that's what this campaign has been about over the past year. That's what the political revolution is about, and that's why the political revolution must continue into the future. Real change never takes place from the top on down or in the living rooms of wealthy campaign contributors. It always occurs from the bottom on up when tens of millions of people say loudly and clearly, enough is enough, and they become engaged in the fight for justice. That's what the political revolution we helped start is all about. That's why the political revolution must continue. When we began this campaign a little over a year ago, we had no political organization, no money, and very little name recognition. The media determined that we were a fringe campaign. Nobody thought we were going anywhere. Well, a lot has changed over a year. During this campaign, we won more than 12 million votes. We won 22 state primaries and caucuses. We came very close, within 2 points or less, in 5 more states. In other words, our vision for the future of this country, fringe idea. It is not a radical idea. It is mainstream. It is what millions of Americans believe in and want to see happen. And something else extraordinarily important happened in this campaign that makes me very optimistic about the future of our country, something that, frankly, I had not anticipated. And that is that in virtually every state that we contested, we won the overwhelming majority of the votes of people 45 years of age or younger, sometimes, may I say, by huge numbers. These are the people who are determined to shape the future of our country. These are the people who are the future of our country. Together in this campaign, 1.5 million people came out to our rallies and town meetings in almost every state in the country. Together, hundreds of thousands of volunteers made 75 million phone calls, 75 million phone calls urging their fellow citizens into action. Together, our canvassers knocked on more than 5 million doors. Together, we hosted 74,000 meetings in every state and territory in this country. Together, 2.5 million people made over 8 million individual campaign contributions, more contributions at this point than any campaign in American history. Amazingly, the bulk of those contributions came from low-income and working people whose donations averaged $27 apiece. In an unprecedented way, we showed the world that we could run a strong national campaign without being dependent on the big money interests whose greed has done so much to damage our country. And let me give a special thanks to the financial support we received from students struggling to repay their college loans, from seniors and disabled vets on Social Security, from workers earning starvation wages, and even from people who were unemployed. In every single state that we contested, we took on virtually the entire political establishment, U.S. senators, members of Congress, governors, mayors, state legislators, and local party leaders. To those relatively few elected officials who had the courage to stand with us, I say thank you. Thank you, and we must continue working together into the future. This campaign has never been about any single candidate. It has always been about transforming America. It is about ending a campaign finance system which is corrupt and allows billionaires to buy elections. It is about ending the grotesque level of wealth and income inequality that we are experiencing, where almost all new wealth and income goes to the people on top, where the 20 wealthiest people own more wealth, 150 million Americans, half our population. It is about creating an economy that works for all of us, not just for 1%.
Just making a pause and analyzing, you know, what he just said, you know, basically, there's this very small group who controls, you know, most of the world, or literally, you know, the whole world, and, you know, corporations, etc. And this is, by the way, if you want to listen to the whole video message, please email me. I have a lot of videos to share with you. Send a message. Go to ashtarradio.com. Ashtar is A like Apple, S like Sam, H like Hi, T like Tom, A like Apple, R like Robert, and then radio. R like radio, A like Apple, D like Day, I like ice cream, O like Oscar.com, ashtarradio.com. Send us a donation. Help us this mission of awakening people. We hear that, you know, not just awakening people, but praying for people every single day, helping to save the world, helping, you know, tsunamis of love. We send tsunamis of love in every land every single day. Tsunamis of love in every land. Tsunamis of love. Tsunamis of love. Whatever you are, brother and sister, just imagine a tsunami of love transforming, you know, the dark for the light. The tsunami of love that ignites love. And that is what Bernie Sanders is all about. He's just this tsunami of love that is transforming whatever is, you know, brother or sister is awakening, is lighting up. You know, the sky is lighting up. It's a tsunami of love that is, you know, helping each other. We are all connected. We are all connected, brothers and sisters. Why hate? Why hate your brother and your sister? Why? Why hate? We can all love each other. We can all help each other and work together to make a better world. And that's what Bernie Sanders is all about. It. That's why we at the AshtarRadio.com, we are supported 100%. And I'm telling you, share the hashtag Bernie already won, period. Okay, I agree to declare from on the name of my beloved I am that I am, that I am, that I am. And you can do the same, brother and sister. You can declare it, agree and declare for whoever you want. And I beg you to do it for Bernie Sanders if you love your brothers and sisters, if you care about for universal health, if you care for, you know, for people to be, you know, taking care of, you know, financially, the Social Security expanded instead of cut completely, you know, and completely, you know, what it's been a complete abuse of humanity in a very, you know, ugly way, you know. So that's why I want to invite everyone to check out TV.com. Same as I like Apple, I like Sandwich, like Hello. Like Thomas, A like Apple, R like Robert Ashtar, and then TV. He like television, V like Victory. Okay, so they like .com. So it's #TV.com. Please check it out there. You can, by the way, if you also go to Ashtar Radio, you can watch this amazing, really interesting film, you know, done by our brothers from the Alfiores, that they pretty much are explaining with a little more detail in regards to what's going on, so the all this transformation that the Mother Earth is we are literally the North Pole and the South Pole, they're moving. They're literally moving, okay? So there is a pole shift going on. The airports, they have to constantly repaint their lines, their airplane lines for takeoff, as they're all based on the GPS, right? And the lines, the North Pole is moving, you know, they're moving. So it's really, really crazy what is happening. And we just have to go with the flow. That's the secret of secrets. But anyway, this is a great documentary done by the Press TV regarding about all this, who really controls the world. Who really controls the world? And they tell you, they know all about it. I just want to tell you to wake up and to know that, you know, amazing transformation is happening. Tells us that the wish to open their heart and open their mind, you know, to expand them. So don't just be in the box. You say, no, that's not possible. Check it out.
Today, open secret coalitions, money and power. Shadow world, the government called them the deliverer.
They control the money. They control trust strings. They control the world. They control the food. They poison the other people. They even decide who will live and who will die.
Many have identified them as the kingmakers, the puppet masters that pull the strings behind the scenes. Meet the Bilderberg Group. This elite group meets annually around the globe. There is a core group of members who have attended every year for decades, such as David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, and Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. These members invite others who are politically and socially relevant at the time. Each year, around 140 people are in attendance. Bilderbergers comprise the world's most exclusive club. No one buys their way in. Only the group's hearing committee decides whom to invite. And in all cases, participants are adherents to one world order governance run by top power elites. One third of the attendees are political figures. The others are from industry, finance, academia, labor, and communication. Academia, people from the media, religious people, people from other walks of life, and they're sworn to secrecy. Membership consists of annual attendees, around 80 to 110 of the world's most powerful, and others only invited occasionally because of their knowledge or involvement in relevant topics. According to steering committee rules, the invited guests must come alone. No wives, husbands, or friends. Personal assistants, meaning security, bodyguards, CIA, or other Secret Service protectors, cannot attend the conference and must eat in a separate hall. Guests are explicitly forbidden from giving interviews to journalists or divulge anything that goes on in the meeting. Most governments provide overall security to keep away outsiders.
Famous guests of the group's meetings have included Giovanni Agnelli, then president of Italy's Fiat, Otto John, and Henry Kissinger, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair.
Serious question. Are you not being a member of the Bilderberg Group?
And do you hear that, Bill Clinton? So that means that the Clintons, obviously the husband, the wife, is running for president, and it's obviously, you know, they're getting the blessing from them. You know, he got the blessing. He had to be. They choose who's going to be the president of every country in the world. You catch that? Do you catch that? I repeat, they choose. They decide who is going to be the president or the prime minister of every single country in the world. Got it? Capisce? Okay, brother and sister, please get this. These people have that kind of power. And obviously, you know, the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation has been working under this group, getting, you know, protected and working for them, obviously, in the very dark projects that God knows, you know, and a lot of people that already, you know, have a lot of proof. So just to make a point there that it's a very dark, you know, corrupt person, okay? And you can find it, just Google it. Just look for either Clinton fraud, Clinton crimes. I mean, there's like thousands and thousands and thousands of files and websites, you know, talking about it, okay? So open your eyes, brother and sister. If you are one of their supporters, please open your eyes, you know, and do some more research because it's a really important, you know, choice that you're making. If you want to live in a world, in a country that is peace and love and really help for each other and full, you know, coverage in all your needs and necessities, and or if you want to be in a world that is going to be, you know, with all horrible, you know, anyway. You don't want to live there. You don't want to be inside female camps and prisons. That's what they intend to do. Okay, so and that is what I've been hearing from these people. Just check it out.
The Guardian reported that you came there in 1993. What do you say to those people who have questions about the Bilderberg Group?
About the Bilderberg Group? Yeah, it's a really useful group, actually. I remember going back to that in 1993, and
that's Tony Blair.
Well, kept together.
You got conflicts of interest?
Yeah. I don't know. They have changed a bit by day.
That's remarkable. Attended before assuming public office. As did Kofi Annan, the former Secretary General of the UN. Annan was married to Ralph Wallenberg's niece. Wallenberg, as we stated before, is the patriarch of the powerful Swedish family. The supporters have included Henry Ford II, George Pompidou, Helmut Schmidt, and Baron Edmund de Rothschild, together with the father of the American atomic bomb, J. Robert Oppenheimer. More names follow. Donald Rumsfeld, Alan Greenspan, George Soros, David Rockefeller, Queen Beatrice of the Netherlands, and U.S. Senator and former presidential candidate, John Kerry. The list, while incomplete, represents the greatest amount of economic and political power ever concentrated in one single organization.
With the President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, these are the plays of who has the strengths.
One of the things the Bilderbergers do is they basically select, they interview candidates to be president of the United States. So, you know, Bill Clinton went over and got the Bilderberg blessing, and the Bushes went over and got the Bilderberg blessing.
When they sit down candidly to speak in private, they decide what agenda they want, who's going to win. Just before, in 2008, just before Barack Obama became president in the United States, he and Hillary Clinton went to the Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, stayed a couple of days and left. And so we see that they control who gets to have the nomination for whichever fake party we have here in the United States, you know, Libertarian or Democratic or Republic.
Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton, for example, who attended in 1991, there David Rockefeller told him why the North American Free Trade Agreement was a Bilderberg priority and that the group needed him to support it. The next year, Clinton was elected president, and on January the 1st of 1994, NAFTA took effect. Numerous other examples are similar, including who gets chosen for powerful government, military, and other key positions.
I happened to be in Europe then on my way to Russia. I was invited to go to Bilderberg by Bernard Jordan, a friend of mine, and a genuine people of civil rights system. And to the best of my knowledge, NAFTA was not discussed by anybody in my presence.
Documents released by the group in 2001 revealed that in September of 1955, the group met in Germany and covertly outlined the idea of a European Union. Section E, European Unity, discusses the general support for European integration and unification by Germany once again with the rest of Europe under a common marketplace.
Years after participating in a Bilderberg meeting, George McGee, former United States Ambassador to Germany, said that the Treaty of Rome that created the European Common Market was born in the Bilderberg meetings. Jack Schoenkel, chairman of the Amalgamated Bank, and also a Bilderberg member, said in 1996, the idea of common European currency was discussed a great many years before it came about. We also discussed the possibility of the United States re-establishing diplomatic relations with China before President Nixon actually did it.
But if these people are so very important and influential, and their meeting all the more important, because they discuss the whole world, all of the things to be mentioned. Where are the mainstream media? The media that cover every single detail, every corner, birth, police car chase out there in Manhattan. Title.
Besides the 20 happy years with the mainstream media, I was asked, what do you think about Bilderberg? I said, I never heard of them. I was shocked and outraged. I could be in the news just all my life and not be aware of a group called Bilderberg. At that point, made it my business to check those turkeys out quite thoroughly.
Get off the property, please.
Well, Jim, here's a question for you. Please get off the property. Jim Tucker says there's a reason most people haven't heard of the Bilderbergs. The ones who control the mainstream media are part of the group, or answer to it.
If 120 NFL football players, or if 120 film stars, were behind locked and guarded doors for a three-day closed meeting, that's trying to find out what transpired. But now you have no curiosity. You don't dare. Your publishing will not let you have any curiosity.
If you're looking to the mainstream media to give you information, you're getting what these secret societies like the Bilderberg and the Trilateral and the Council on Foreign Relations want you to know, so that you support them and you don't fight against it. You know, you just go along with the flow.
The major stations on approximately 6 to 9 different major corporations around the world, it leads to the success of the secrecy and the corruption that we see in the world. And so the Bilderberg group was founded on that premise in 1954 to use a combination of secrecy plus corruption plus gain control of governmental policies around the world so they could enhance their wealth.
How many people in Britain have heard of the Bilderberg group? In America, anywhere around the world? The Bilderberg group, and I understand that. No one ever talks about it, really. But I talk to journalists about the Bilderberg group. Bilderberg group, what's that? And not a bloody clue. So, isn't it funny that the Bilderberg group seems to be rather influential? Tony Blair, Bilderberg group. Gordon Brown, Bilderberg group. Leading players in the present British government. Now, of course, the opposition chancellor to Gordon Brown was Kenneth Clark. Bilderberg group. Let's look at the head of...
Well, did you, do you have an idea what's going on? If you want to watch the rest of the film, documentary, check out... and the source also, check out ashtartv.com. And if you like our work, we've been doing this since 2011, just sharing the light and the truth, our truth, that is with love and with great awakening, to really open your eyes and to, just understand that these people, they've been throwing at you all these celebrities and all these, like the circuit of the Roman Empire, where they had the Colosseum, the Roman Colosseum, and they had all these fights and all these circus, going on to keep people entertained, thousands of people roaring and screaming, but they were happy, they were having a good time, and that's what's happening. It's like with the entire society is in this gigantic Roman Empire Colosseum, just cheering for the sequence and wanting in the whatever idol of this, or the bachelor, or the the football, or the basketball, who's winning, to keep you literally distracted of the what they're doing to you, to your children, to your loved ones. If you really care, to your brothers and sisters, do you care, brother and sister? If you want to watch the rest of the film, it's free, to watch, but if you want to help us out, please send a donation. It's a GoFundMe there. It's also in GoFundMe.com/WeAreAllOneMovie. GoFundMe.com/ We Are All One Movie. Just like it says, WEAREALLONE Movie. Okay? So, do you want to sign up for our a newsletter, our course, it's free. You can sign up at IamAbsoluteHealing.com. IamAbsoluteHealing.com. That's what I do. I'm here for you to help you awaken, to help you heal. I'm also Reiki Master Distance Healer. We can be on the phone or Skype and help you heal. Understand what's going on, make you feel better. Help you heal, help yourself, your city. Help us, help me help you, and help us on our mission at help us make a movie. We wanted to make a movie to continue awakening more people. So please go to ashtaradio.com or ashtatv to watch these films. They're amazing. They're free to watch, but we just encourage you to leave a donation and to continue helping us out. Just to end this moment, you write the rest of the message that you can also watched, you know, for free. It's this amazing message from, you know, the Galactic Federation of Light, the Ashtar Command, and our brother from, you know, Salusa. This important message from the Galactic Federation of Light, the Ashtar Command, the Inner Earth, the Ansha, they're ready to, you know, our brothers and sisters from inside there are ready to communicate with us. They said that on your world today, there is a growing pressure called upon the Illuminati to announce the full disclosure. There is vast amount of information about us, and yet they still refuse to acknowledge our presence publicly. The UFO cover-up has continued for many years. However, due to the weight and breadth of the raw data, the tide of disclosure cannot be held back for too long. Many of you have contact with us, assisted by Dr. Stephen Greer or the AshtarRadio.com weekly since 2011, to January 2011 on Saturdays at 8 p.m. Los Angeles, California, 9 p.m. Mountain Time, in, you know, the Hopi land, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, at directory of us, directoryofusa.com, or at blogtalkradio.com/wearealonemovie. You know, we've been here doing this since 2011, helping our brothers, and they said that these communions and encounters have the effect of opening up your perception to other possibilities. Our allies have had much success with many UFO files, having been released by many countries, and this is a step in the right direction. So they've been doing this recently. They said that from our ship's deck, and see wonderful possibilities on the horizon, and you too will soon see an opening up to new fields of positive changes. However, you face a road strewn with setbacks and obstructions, for the light's progress is inevitable and predestined. The release of the, quote, Panama Papers, end quote, has made it very difficult to finance more of these recent large-scale attacks, and it is by no means resolved, and a lot more will be done to solve these problems, they said. You can be assured you are protected and safeguards are in place for any eventuality that will be disastrous or cause great loss of life. The Galactic Federation of Light, the Ashtar Command, the brothers and sisters from inside there have powerful and technological means at the disposal to do what is necessary to protect your stagnation free and around your solar system with the activities of the all this, you know, dark, you know, reptilian. So better to protect you. So the path of ascension is a difficult one, and you will fall down more than once on the path, and yet no events in your life are in part orchestrated by your guides and angels. So anyway, check out, I am your brother Ashtar at your service, okay? Ashtar Sharon at your service. AshtarRadio.com. Check us out. Let me help you heal. Let me help you feel better. Ashtar Sharon. Sharon, Sharon. AshtarSharon.com or AshtarRadio.com. I'm at your service, brother and sister. Or I am AbsoluteHealing.com. Just sign up for a free hour of healing. We're going to give it away once a week. So sign up. I am AbsoluteHealing.com. I am AbsoluteHealing.com. I am AbsoluteHealing.com. I am your service, brother and sister. I am Ashtar at your service. Ashtar Sharon. Sharon, Sharon. Ashtar, Ashtar. Beloved, I am that I am that I am. I call on the light, tsunamis of light and love in every line, in every brother and sister that create telos of light to save this world.